This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Every few weeks, we welcome KUOW's Elizabeth Austin with poetry from a different Pacific Northwest writer. It's great to see you, Elizabeth. Who do you have for us today?
I've brought you a couple of poems by local poet Susan Rich. She's writing in response to the ongoing conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
She's here in the Seattle area. What's her connection to this part of the world?
Well, she's Jewish-American, and then she also spent some time working as a human rights educator in Gaza. And this first poem is from her 2000 collection, The Cartographer's Tongue, and I bring it in now because it gives some context, I think, for the ongoing nature of this conflict. So here's Susan introducing her poem, The Wall.
So I was 7 when the Six-Day War happened in Israel in 1967. And I remember learning at Hebrew school that we now had the Western Wall, or what we called the Wailing Wall, back. And the Wailing Wall is also called the Western Wall or the Kotel. And it's the site of Jewish prayer and pilgrimage. What we didn't learn at Hebrew school was that immediately after winning back the wall, the Israelis bulldozed the old Arab quarter, which had been there for 770 years. This poem is called The Wall. It begins with an epigraph by Theodor Herzl. What superstition and fanaticism on every side. We Jews slip secrets inside cracked mortar, the flap of an envelope, half a postcard from home. Call them prayers or wishes, reasons why one must travel continents to ask in person for advice or apology. Here is the mailbox of God, where a woman walks backwards after praying, never turning her back to the wall. Above her head, tiny airplanes originate explosions, scuttle across orchid blue sky, intent on their military exercise. A hard light binds weathered stone, bleaches the guard-studded square, where a neighborhood was raised in a night, mosques and homes, mosques and homes.
That was Susan Rich reading The Wall from her poetry collection, The Cartographer's Tongue. And Elizabeth Austin, I've actually been to the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall, I still call it. So that's very vivid, and it's an interesting and pithy, very short poem. And I'm wondering about the line between editorializing and creating a poem.
Well, as part of the reason for bringing poetry in on this subject is we're hearing a lot about it in the news and we're getting different points of view. But one of the things a poem does is hold the complexity of it, not to prescribe an answer, but to simply hold up the multiple human dimensions of it. And I think that's part of what Susan is doing here. Let's hear a little bit about from Susan about what she was doing in Gaza when she worked there in the 90s.
I worked for Amnesty International USA for 5 years. And then after that time, when I was in graduate school at the University of Oregon for poetry, I got called up to see if I wanted to do a volunteer job with Amnesty Palestine. And the idea was that I would do human rights education. I would teach for a week in the West Bank and then teach for a week in Gaza. It was 1995, and the Oslo Peace Accords had just been signed. And that meant that for the very first time, Palestinians were allowed to be in charge of their own education. So the idea of teaching human rights education was very exciting to teachers, to lawyers, to local community people. It was an amazing time, a hopeful time.
So this next poem is a very recent poem, one that Susan wrote in response to the current crisis. So here's Susan introducing her poem, What We Were Taught, What We Have Lost.
The story of four cousins that were bombed by Israeli ships off the coast of Gaza hit me hard. I've been to that coastline. I've been to the hotel where the journalists were sitting. The four cousins were told by their parents to stay inside. The parents knew it wasn't safe for them. And yet, because it was a sunny, beautiful day, they disobeyed their parents, as little boys are wont to do, and went out into the sunshine thinking they'd be safe on the beach. What we were taught, what we have lost. One of us will never suffer, you promised, as if words were as simple as offering a car ride for pistachio ice cream on Sunday afternoon, as easy as listening to the evening news to hear the fractured screams of a father, his child killed by mortar fire. You promised I would be loved in the way only a father can say, like a spell uttered three times in the garden with trellises of jasmine flower. Dad, today I need miracle ice cream for the boys on the beach in Gaza, a soccer ball between them. Their lifeless bodies haunt me, and more than this, the young faces of their friends. You promised I would never suffer, Father, but imagine the families checking websites for their loved ones, for the innocent dead targeted by the country we were taught to believe in. Sometimes I still look for my friends, Amjad and Samir, boys who drove me to Gaza's shoreline decades ago, dreaming of five-star hotels and airport. Father, the day you were diagnosed in Boston, I dressed slowly and then climbed back into bed, a green blanket over my head as the bus exhaust rose up, as the restaurant workers next door picked stones from grains of rice, speaking in a language as foreign to me as the future. Now death arrives each night over Twitter, the bluebird of death, you might say, and I think of your promise, your face.
That's Susan Rich reading What We Were Taught, What We Have Lost, incredibly moving poem. And Elizabeth, you said earlier that you thought that Susan's poems went beyond editorializing. Why do you think that's so important, especially when we're talking about current events like this?
I think that when a poet takes on a topic for which there is no answer and accepts that and lets the poem hold up the complexity of the situation and help us tolerate that complexity for the span of the poem, which is part of what I think she's doing here, then I think there's great value in that. It would be easier, frankly, to editorialize. It would feel safer, but that wouldn't be honest.
Yeah, the poem is quite amazing. The poet, quite amazing. You're going to find more links to poems by Susan Rich at our website, kuow.org. Elizabeth Austin, poet laureate and KUOW's own literary producer, thank you again.
Thanks, Marcy.
This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.